Merriam-Webster defines ghost as a disembodied soul, a spirit, or demon. Welcome to the very first episode of the Ghostly Realm podcast. On this episode, I'd like to talk about who I am and where I'm from. I'm a paranormal investigator for the last 21 years. I am from one of the most oppressed areas of the coal region of Pennsylvania, where they say had a hand in the start of the Industrial Revolution. And coal was king. I started off intrigued by the paranormal in grade school when a classmate gave me a book titled Strange Stories of the Supernatural. From there, my interest kept growing. I researched everything I can on ghosts, spirits, demons, the devil, occult, and many more subjects. In 2001, I started my own paranormal organization and subsequently merged with an old friend to become the Panther Valley Paranormal Society. During this time, our group conducted investigations throughout Northeast PA. Our investigations led us to cemeteries, abandoned buildings, residences, and businesses. I personally have been in two books, an internationally published magazine, on our local radio station, interviewed for two movies, and was contacted by the Animal Planet to be a consultant on the show that they were developing for their network. During these podcasts, I will be discussing a wide array of topics, but most of the time, we'll talk about the ghostly realm. If you have questions, you can drop me an email at theghostlyrealm22@gmail.com. I will read your question on air and try to answer as best as I can. As this podcast grows, I will be speaking with guests. Those guests that are lined up will be paranormal investigators and normal, run-of-the-mill people who have experienced the paranormal firsthand. We will be discussing ghostly encounters, stories from our local area, investigations, how to perform them. We will dive into the what to do's and what not to do's leading up to, during, and at the end of every investigation. Today, let's talk about the Lady in White. Most towns and cities have their own version. And name for her also. Chicago has its own version, and she is called Resurrection Mary. Legend has it that a young woman was at a local ballroom with her boyfriend when they got into an argument. Mary stormed out and began her trek home on foot. She didn't get very far, for where she was struck by a car and left to die alongside the road. Many men have come forward claiming that they have picked up a female passenger wearing a flowing white dress. Upon driving down Archer Street and stopping at Resurrection Cemetery, Mary would disappear upon exiting the vehicle. My local area is not immune to a Resurrection Mary type story. It is said by numerous eyewitnesses that a woman barefoot and wearing a flowing white dress appears outside the Polish National Cemetery at the easternmost part of town and makes her way west, only to disappear and never seen outside of the peace and tranquility of the cemeteries. One eyewitness reports that as youths, a group of boys would play football in one of the underdeveloped cemeteries. As day turned to dusk, the boys noticed a woman wearing a white dress, paying attention to them from outside the fence. Once acknowledged, the woman turned to her right, took a few steps heading west, and vanished without a trace. Could this be a true story? Or something the witnesses thought they saw after being in the hot sun all day? We may never know. If you have your own white lady type lore, email me at theghostlyrealm22@gmail.com to get your story heard.